This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, this is Kate. On today's Invasion of Privacy, we talk about sacred sexuality, the lingam, the yoni. We get into it and we make some orgasm sounds. Yeah. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolfe. Today, we have two amazing guests. Returning guest, rock star shaman, Allison Charles is here. She's got her rattles. And we've got another goddess here, Roxana Padmini.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us. Yes. This is a whole new frontier.
I know. And this is an all girl. I don't think I've ever done. I mean, no, maybe one time there was me and my friend Kyle. But it's a very rare occurrence that I've gotten to have all badass goddess women in here. So this is great.
And we're all like, at least in this lifetime, from different backgrounds and ethnicities. So I like this.
What's your ethnicity?
Oh, well, you know, I'll whittle this down.
Were you thinking like Egyptian, like another life?
Well, for sure. Well, yeah, I think
we know
we're very
you're
clear on
an
that.
Egyptian, yeah.
We have
know
got
that.
Some goddess Isis particles for sure happening and alive within. But that's the most asked question that I get ever.
Yeah, like, I don't think I've ever asked you. Yeah. What are you?
Well, okay, so I'm trying to figure out, because this is a recent development, actually. I've actually never really known, and I would ask and ask and ask, and family was sometimes like, oh, I don't know, I think we're a little bit Welsh and a little bit French, and I'm like, what are we? And my family's highly intelligent, and I know that there's been some family tree work done, but nobody seems to have the answer. I'm like, what is happening here? How do we not know where we come from? I need to know my roots. And so I would ask throughout the years. Finally, when I was personal training, this little old nun, 85-year-old nun, used to pump iron in her habit. Like, she would come lift weights.
Really?
She's the one that told me that Spanish pirates got shipwrecked on whales, with henceforth while some Welsh people have dark complexion, like Catherine Zeta-Jones. So I was like, okay. I transitioned to then telling people I was a pirate.
Because I totally could better. Get some pirate energy from you, actually.
Look at that outfit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're pirate. Right. Yeah, you're very pirate today.
Totally tapping into pirate.
And I love your accent, by the way. Your voice is so sexy.
I made it up. Really.
She's practiced it over and over.
I only have this accent because, sadly, my poor immigrant parents, they couldn't speak English. And, you know, I had to learn my English from the TV. And
so wait, where are you from?
They watch the BBC. Hence, I speak like this. And that's the God.
So you sound
truth.
Really smart and sexy.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Isn't it this sad tale? And I ended up with this accent.
I love it. That is so funny. But you didn't even let me finish.
I'm sorry. Go.
So I know it's a winding story, but then I ended up telling people I was an alien when I had my awakening. Then I was like, oh, now I know I hail from starseeds. So then it transitioned to alien. And then most recently, when I went to Indiana just a couple of weeks ago, I asked again. At this age, I'm still asking my family, where do we come from? And I find out, now I still don't know this is totally accurate. Now take a look at me. Get my dark complexion and my whole thing in your vibe. I'm Irish.
You're Irish?
Like, my uncle from LA was like, I asked him, I was like, maybe Uncle Roger knows. And he's like, oh yeah, we're like Irish and German.
So we're not even that. I mean, I'm German Russian. It's not that exciting.
No.
So we thought you were a pirate and you're just Irish and German.
Yeah. And most people that I have my nose pierced, I used to rock a thin hoop. They would think I was Persian and all these like exotic things. It was quite a disappointment when people would find out that I'm a white girl from Indiana and not at all what they think.
Irish.
So, yeah.
Well, you still look very exotic. By the way, you might want to talk a little closer to the mic. You almost have to eat them. Like it's like weird. You're so close.
Oh, good. Speaking of eating.
But these ones smell good. Sometimes it smells like a ball sack and then it's not fun.
I brought you luscious goddesses, some luscious organic.
You're the best. Thank you. Just roll it to me.
I wanted you to have a juicy peach.
Beautiful. So we have a couple things to discuss today with my girls. Okay, so first of all, you teach tantric sex, which I think is fascinating. Allison gets perked up. First of all, Allison, how long, am I allowed to ask this, how long has it been since you've been penetrated?
Oh, do you want to know? Do you want to? Do you wanna know.
Tell. First of all, so those of you who haven't seen Allison, she's this like gorgeous model looking, you know, and just tell them how long it's been.
Well, the funny part is I was kind of scanning, you know, because I used to be a radio host and TV host. And so I was scanning through my head today throughout the day, like possible particles of things we would talk about, because I knew we might be chatting about her career. And trust me, it never once crossed my mind that you were going to go there, and I should have known. I'm like, duh, that's the most obvious question you're going to go with. Okay. So
I just, you know what? It's very endearing that you've gone so long, because you could get it in so easily, but you want that good, spiritual, evolved dick. And so do I. Yeah. And I just appreciate it about
you. Well, thank you. It has to be at this point in my consciousness. It really has to be that. Like I can't. I've had a couple of close encounters where I thought the person saw me, thought the person honored me. I thought it was that kind of thing. And then when we entered into that realm of possibility, I was like, oh my God, they don't see me. I thought they saw me. Yeah. So I had to halt and put on the brakes. So, oh my gosh, you know, I technically don't really know, but I know it's been over a year.
Yeah. Ah! No, that's a long.
It's so
for me. It's been
long.
4 months, and I'm like,
I mean, it's like banana city, because I'm also at the age where I'm super fertile. I'm like that thing inside of me that I used to hear of growing up, where you the I don't know the term of it, but when you all of a sudden want to like make babies and you're feeling that aliveness within. I forget
ovulation.
The phrase.
Ovulation.
Oh, yeah. That's out. No, there's some other term though.
But isn't there a time when you're more fertile, like in your 30s or something?
Being
or no?
The thing when the clicks
your biological
in,
clock's ticking or
something like that.
Know.
Yeah. With the year, that thing's so alive in me, and it has not been easy. It's been so we can put in an advertisement right now. Because truly,
be careful what you wish for. You're gonna get a lot of suitors.
I'm calling it in. You have to be, your consciousness has to be very high. You have to truly, truly on a soul level see me and honor me and know me as goddess. You like those are just basics. But yeah, I mean, I'm ready.
I'm so nervous for you to get so many dick pics.
No, that would definitely show me you do not have high consciousness, yes. So that you would be instantly disqualified. But yeah, I mean, I have to. I'm putting it out there. I have to.
We both did a little thing a couple weeks ago where we put it out there. We're trying to bring in some nice, conscious, healthy, relationship-ish penis coming into our...
I think the nice and the relationship-ish... I think we have to scratch those.
Really?
What do you mean?
Yeah,
what
you
do
don't we mean? Nice.
We don't want nice.
What do you mean?
Fantastic.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
And you don't want a relationship ish. You want
a relationship.
Solo. Zing.
Thank you.
Totally.
Thank you.
Twin flame status.
Exactly.
What's up?
Exactly. Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You just.
I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you don't want nice. You want a bad guy. He's gonna tear that puss apart and leave you crying. I was like, no, not again.
Yeah, we've done that for years. We're over
been there. Done that. Got the T-shirt.
No. Oh gosh, thank you so much for that. Yeah, that raised the essence.
Okay, so would you tell us a little bit about what you do? And first of all, I met Roxana this past weekend at our all school meeting. So you know, I'm in the school right now. You're graduated of a Society of Souls, which is the spiritual school that I just can't speak enough of. It's fantastic. It's life changing. Super healing. And we can get more into the weekend in a sec, but I want to get into the sex stuff first. But we ended up talking about sex at the all school meeting. We were getting into it. And I also, she presented a, what would they call it? Graduate thing. What would they call it?
They called it a report from the frontier.
Report from the frontier.
I like it.
And her presentation was amazing.
Wait, should I rattle to that?
Yes, rattle to it.
Thank you.
It was like you got chills all over.
Wow.
It was,
what
she's a badass.
What were you talking about? I don't want to switch tangents.
No,
like,
let's do that. Yeah, well.
What was I talking about? I was talking about destruction of my life, heartbreak, recovery, meditation, uncertainty, more uncertainty. There was some sex in it. There was a song in it. There was some humor. I mean,
so it was like your personal
kind of like
story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. How cool. And was there a slideshow presentation involved?
No, I was the show.
Of course.
She did though. She sang and
I did. I got everyone singing. I got them meditating.
I love it.
I would have got them to touch they're important parts, but we just didn't. Can you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine in front of Jason?
Oh, yeah, I'd be the only one doing it. Like, oh, we're not. Oh, that was a joke.
I did sing about them later, though.
I love this.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so I know there's so much to get into, but first of all, I want you to talk about your, like, how you feel. Like, what does it mean to teach about tantric sex? Like,
as she rubs the peach.
Yeah.
How did you get into this? Like, how does one determine? I mean, I get asked that all the time. How'd you become a shaman? But
well,
I guess
it's a calling. What does tantric sex even mean? Like, what's the difference between sex and tantric sex? I'll start there.
Well, to be honest, there's going to be a million and one definitions, but if I talk about what I mean by it, I mean sexuality where you're really bringing the fullness of who you are. Mm. And you've basically explored meditation as well, because you need to bring meditation and consciousness into the experience.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of weird and wild and wonderful sexual meditations you can do. So I could, for example, describe them rather than talk about tantric sex as a generic term.
Okay.
So as a generic term, it would mean, you know, having sex more consciously, bringing your whole self to it, heart, body, soul, everything. So if I go specifics, what pops to the foreground of my mind is there's a method called, you could call it channeling the penis and channeling the pussy.
Lakesh, can we channel the penis?
Yeah, we can channel the penis.
I'm going to channel the penis and the pussy.
Hang on.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
We're getting ahead.
We're very excited.
Allison and I haven't had sex in a while.
We're like, we're ready.
Because I have to bring in some, you know,
divine support,
divine cosmic support, and also a little bit more language. Because because we don't we often talk about the penis in Sanskrit terms. So the penis, the Sanskrit name for it would be lingam, which means
lingam,
pillar of consciousness.
And I have I have a Shiva lingam at home.
Exactly.
And lingam. It looks like a penis.
Shiva lingam. Yeah. Lingam of Shiva.
Yes.
Yes. That's what you want. A pillar of consciousness.
You want a pillar of consciousness.
I sure
that's
do.
Exactly
right up on in here. I sure do. She's ready.
<Yeah. laughs> And you know.
Oh, speaking of, did you see Orlando Bloom's peni pic today?
No.
Full frontal nudity.
Flaccid or hard?
Flaccid of consciousness or not?
Long and it was a pillar of consciousness. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
It was flopping and long and juicy. And I was like, my goodness. He's paddleboarding Katy Perry and he's nude paddleboarding her like the queen goddess she is on the front of the paddleboard.
Is she naked too?
No, she's in her bathing suit. And he's got a baseball cap on paddleboarding her naked.
That's fantastic. I'll tell you, I could use a naked hot guy paddleboarding me.
I guess
we all could. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to make this educational again.
Okay.
And for the pussy or the vulva, you know, we have a term that actually involves everything. Like, pussy is just the pussy, the vulva is just the vulva.
Ooh.
And this term covers ovaries and fallopian tubes,
the
and
whole
womb
thing,
and the cosmos from which the unmanifest soul comes. I mean, the whole structure of woman, from this physical body to that infinite mysterious realm where we all came from. That place is called the yoni.
The yoni. I've heard of yoni.
Yes, like the yoni.
And she is a portal, because she's obviously a portal between space, time, dimensions. Because how the fuck would a spirit incarnate if she wasn't a portal?
Wow.
So she is
our yonis are portals.
Our yonis are portals. They are basically
a punani portal.
Time traveling machines.
Yeah.
Less question machine, but time
traveling. So you can time travel. Just gotta.
Yes.
Have sex with a woman.
Yes. Wow, I'm so excited. Yes. This is perfect. I'm getting so, it's prepping this whole, do you see how it's all, it's all coming,
it's coming
in now.
Coming.
Everything's happening. I bet you money, I'm going to get lucky real soon. I can feel it because I've been telling Kate a couple
yoni
of scenarios.
Power, yoni power.
Yoni power.
Yeah. Send our sister some yoni power.
I'm receiving in both.
Can I tell you, I've told the story before, but like, she did this amazing Earth Day event and it was just like she's wearing this gown, and it was this thing. And then she brought in a man who was, he did like a sound healing thing, and he had a drum, and he's doing it. And it was this whole thing. And at the end, she gets up and she's thanking everyone. And at the end, she's like, and I could really use dick. It was just like, it was just so great, you know? And she's like, holy fuck, I need to get laid.
Any takers?
Well, it's
so many guys want to. It's more of meeting the person you want to share that yoni pillar of consciousness exchange union. With that well, union, the, yeah, the I, divine
I
also union.
I'm calling in being approached. Like I'm okay with like approaching, but like I just I
you're intimidating to approach. You're very powerful and. You know, it's, I don't get approached too much. I can be terrifying in some way. Yeah. I walk down, you know, I live in Jersey City and it's a rough-ish area. And when I walk home, I project this energy field of spikes. Mm. You know, I like, I think I was even telling you this. Like, I just stomp, you know, because I get really nervous. So I like, and I pretend that I'm like crazy, you know, like yelling at a boyfriend because that no one likes that energy. They're like, oh, we'll avoid her.
Yeah.
But so I put that out, but I'm like, I wonder if I put that out so much even of a boundary that no one's really coming in. But I trust the healing
process. So shall we? I just got to hit.
Give her a healing?
I just got to hit. Yeah. So let us all, we'll hold this space all together. Would you like to join us? What's your name?
Johnny.
All right, Johnny. So you can behold the space for the
for the magical
male.
Yoni. Are you having sex currently?
Currently.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. Good. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So. Okay. So we're just gonna fill this room with divine essence. Like, let the beautiful. Oh, I feel it. The beautiful purifying cosmic light pour in. Mm-hmm. Let it flow in, white and golden, crystally, sparkly, filling and swirling all around. And then, Kate, all around you. Mm. Now, when we say this, we know that this is only intended for this purpose. It's not for when you're needing to walk home safely so you can feel safe in the process. Yeah. But for this intended specific purpose and use, it can be this simple. Why don't you, that cylinder of a barrier, of a wall that is lifted up and that you have high above your head, why don't you right now just let it slowly release down, let it lower down, let it come down, continue. Now it's at your like head crown. Keep it safe. Just keep letting it come down past your ears, past your shoulders, and just let this cylinder sphere barrier you've had just release lower, lower, lower until it goes into the ground. And know that you're safe and know that this barrier releases only for the consciousness twin flame relationship allowing in. Does that feel right?
Yeah. Thank you. And can anyone do this at home, Allison, too?
Yeah, if it feels right, you know, this is a big one. I just got a huge divine hit that it was time for you. So, you know, I mean, this is powerful work. And so
only if the person really feels ready to do this.
Exactly. I mean, we're talking about, you know, consciousness and lowering energetic spheres and twin flame calling in. I mean, it doesn't get too much bigger than that. So it's very sacred, simple practice we just did. And let's just honor Kate for doing that and being brave for it. Did it go all the way down?
It did.
Okay.
It did.
And I thank everyone for holding space and honoring that moment.
Thank you, guys. What a big moment that just came up. Wow.
Amen, aho, and so it is.
Thank you. So, okay, so I'm trying to think. I mean, we can tie all of it in together. We don't have to dwell on the sex stuff, because I do want to talk about what happened.
That's exactly what Tantra is. It is the weave. It is the tying in of all the strands of reality.
Really?
Yeah, you got it. Awesome. You got it in one.
Well, you know, when you're connected, you're just connected.
Exactly.
You just can't help it.
You know, welcome to my life.
I'm so heavily connected. But can I ask, like, I'm super curious, and I get asked this all the time, so I'm sure you do too, because for me, when people are saying, when did you become a shaman, or how did you decide to become a shaman? It wasn't like that. It was a calling. Was this a calling for you, this work?
Well, you know, to be honest, I blame it all on the fact that I saw this movie, The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, at an innocent age. Mm. Do you know that movie?
Mm-mm. No.
It's Maggie Smith, you know, the woman who is also in the Harry Potter movies as the older dame.
Okay.
I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Was she naughty in this movie?
She was so naughty. She was a school teacher and she was terribly naughty. And
wow.
I think it totally inspired me, and it brought out seeds of past lives and ancient mysteries of Isis and all that kind of thing. And I just completely wasn't expecting it, but it emerged in one orgasm. Ooh. It was this moment.
Wow. Yes. This is spectacular.
It was just this one moment. And I was at university, I was 18, and I had never, ever had an orgasm in my whole
life. At 18?
And so your first one provided this?
Yes, I know.
Wow.
It was a cosmic event.
Wow.
I think all the angels and the archangels.
They were coming with you.
They were all cheering and sending me vibrations, and you know, it was like a stadium, I think, on a spiritual level.
Yes.
Like, in the bedroom there's just me and one guy, but I'm just imagining on the subtle terrain there's kind of, you know, like it's like the Colosseum in Rome.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And everyone's there, like Christ is there and Buddha is there and you know, all the female goddesses that we've forgotten and our ancestors, all the Paleolithic women, just they were cheering me on. Oh my God. I think I had an orgasm just thinking about it.
This is amazing. Maybe I will too.
Oh my God.
Should all just come right now?
Johnny's like, yes, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, yeah. My womb.
No, Johnny leaves the room and just like, I can't. Yeah, we're like, ah.
It's having such a huge impact on me and my throat chakra and my womb. I don't know if I can get the rest of
how long has it been? How long has it been since you've had sex, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I did have sex with myself a few days ago. But
I've humped a couple pillows in the last week.
Oh, with crystal.
Sacred pillows.
Sacred pillows.
Pillars and pillows of consciousness.
Sat your pillow of consciousness. Yeah. And now it's just a small transition to the pillar of consciousness.
Yes, pillow to pillar.
Yeah, exactly. It's all happening.
And do you work with couples? Oh, sorry, you didn't answer her question. I'm sorry.
The last time I had sex was... last year.
Oh, so it's been a long time for you too.
Yeah, look at all of us. Just
waiting for that consciousness pillar of
that conscious dick to come in.
Wow. Muy interesante.
I wish I could do that. I can't do it. The rolling of there we go. That was the opposite sexy. I was like,
you know what? I'm getting high on this. Yay!
What is that?
This is some sacred sage, of course.
Sacred sage.
Not just sage, but sacred sage. I picked it myself.
Oh. Did you really?
Yes, from the Greek island of Alonissos.
Oh!
And you can kind of make a pillar of consciousness just like that.
Can I hold this?
You can hold it.
You guys, you can't see it, but it's being held like a penis.
I don't want any of it to fall. It's so amazing.
And there's one for her.
Oh my God. This is the most potent.
You're the best,
powerful smelling sage.
Really?
Sage I've ever smelled.
It's super intoxicating. And there's this one. Oh. And you know, when I was coming into the US, I was waiting at the baggage claim. And this lovely little dog came sniffing. And on his other end, of course, was the immigration police officer going, Madam, or Miss, it's or whatever you say in the States, would you pass that to her?
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
You're the best. It's amazing. My gosh.
And the dog came sniffing, and I went, oh, yes, that'll be the sage he's sniffing. Mm. And I opened my bag, and all of this, it's stuffed with sage. And everyone's looking at me and backing away. But actually, the officer just completely recognized it was sage.
Thank goodness.
I think he was a secret shaman. Because he just...
He was the gatekeeper. Yeah.
Wow. He was a gatekeeper. Yes.
Wow. That is how
amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
This is amazing.
Well, then I guess it's gift time. Oh, I brought you an Amazonite. So I went through all of the stones, and that one is the one that wanted to go to you. And then, Kate, this is so hilarious.
I don't have gifts. I'm going to have to give gifts
you
next
are
time.
Yeah,
thank you. By the way, so, you know, we talked about our healing event, but I would love, I don't know what you're doing Saturday because we get some comps, right?
Oh, get a few. Yeah.
I would love for you to come if you're interested. Mm-hmm. Eileen will be there. Mm-hmm. We have a whole day healing event. You don't need to come to the whole thing, but if you're free Saturday in the city, come and do some healing with us.
Every Saturday, all August.
You see, my healing is so important for this planet because I think that there are so many of our ancestors who didn't have orgasms. And I think the healing for them is that we have as many as possible.
I agree.
And
we
send it back through the lineages.
Yes.
You know, and then we send some forward because, you know, time's got to run in of both course. Directions. And we send it forward so that the future generations may their genitals be swollen with sexual pleasure.
Yes, you come on, Johnny, get in here.
May their hearts be flowering with love. May their spirits fully penetrate matter. And may there
thank
be
you.
Peace on earth. And peace and orgasm on
you
earth.
Are wearing this peace and orgasm. You were wearing this beautiful necklace the weekend.
Oh, yes.
It was the Sri Yantra, the symbol that represents the divine feminine balancing with the divine masculine. And what's going on right now on the planet is the divine feminine is coming back into balance. And it's getting it's a little tricky in the world. You know, some people are rising up to it. Some people are in fear and fighting it. But, you know, what I love is that things are going to get shifted. Like, even porn is just so for the masculine. It's masculine energy. And it's so, like, if you watch the women in there, they're not really getting pleasured.
Correct.
It's all about
they're
just a man.
They're getting banged.
Yes, they're getting banged. They're getting dominated.
They're getting abused.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And let's name it.
Yes. Because I like watching sexual things, but I want, like the thing you said you had watched, but it needs to be a balance. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it doesn't have to be actual having sex on screen, but there's sensuality, sexuality. And I'm excited as the divine feminine comes in for, you know, in all realms for it to not be so dominated by the masculine.
Right. Because then that is what women start to think is it's what's supposed to be. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, not saying that every woman learns about sex through porn, but like it just gets reinforced that way. Like, let's say, you know, you're not awakened yet and you just aren't aware of these practices or how sex really should be sacred and honoring. And so that hasn't clicked into place yet. And so you're having like not literal unconscious sex, but you know, you're in that not awakened state. So you're not connecting with your partner. And then if you do watch porn, you're seeing that it's just like this
banging bodies together.
And they're, it's just like you said, abuse.
Exactly. Yeah. Because if Tantra is to weave all the threads of reality, that picture that we get through porn is really the physical, and it's the physical, even on the physical level, it's the physical, as we're saying, seen through the eyes of the male gaze, through the male experience.
Yes.
Even the concept of orgasm and the beginning, start, middle, and end of sex, just this kind of linearity. This is all of this is a distortion that we're seeing,
yes,
that we've had given to us in stories, in movies, pornography, whatever, that all of that comes through the male perspective.
So true.
And sexuality through a female perspective is very different, or the feminine perspective. But to be honest, this is not just about men and women.
Yes, thank you.
This is about the feminine and the masculine within each of us.
The energies.
Exactly.
If you're a man or woman, you have both.
Exactly. Because a guy who has an access to the feminine qualities of sexuality and the masculine will have a far more complete sexuality than if he's just going for the bang. Similarly for the woman. And I think that when you're talking about the return of the goddess, actually we need a return of the god too.
Yes.
Because God has been a distorted character. I mean,
yes,
look at most faiths. They imagine him as this old dude with a long beard, really grumpy, and he's got no compassion, huge amounts of anger, really vindictive, created a hell that
he seems a little resentful
too.
He's tired.
You know, he's tired. And I mean, for fuck's sake, what kind of god is that? I mean, when I imagine God, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm feeling bronzed skin.
Oh my God.
I'm feeling a lingam of consciousness.
It's healthy and supple.
It's juicy.
Exactly. I'm sensing the artist and the warrior in one.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God,
yes. Completely.
And you know, a lot of times when I have sex, I'm saying, oh my God, you know, Jesus, oh my God.
Yes, oh
my God.
It's like, it's that. We want to fuck God, don't we?
Yes. And you're right. So
we want the man to be God if we're dating a man.
What a God really is, which is someone who's tapped into their divine masculine and divine feminine.
Yes.
And, you know, as a woman, we like to be tapped into our masculine to feel whole, and men need to be tapped into their feminine to feel whole. So it's just as harmful to men that there's this distortion.
Exactly.
And that's why feminism is not about pro-women, anti-man. It's actually pro-everyone, and it's about bringing that balance back up for all of us.
Absolutely. Yes.
So many men
fear
that.
I say we need interpenetration, not just penetration.
Explain.
Explain. You know, normally we think of sex like, he's got the dick, she's got the space.
Oh, yes,
you know,
yes.
He goes into her, but actually the men need to loosen up a little. And I'm just not talking about the assholes and, you know, anal penetration. Oh, I am actually talking about something cosmic and sacred and beautiful here. I'm talking about the interpenetration of the man.
That comment in.
I'm talking about the interpenetration where the man opens his heart and really truly receives the woman. Exactly, because that's what we want. We want to penetrate their hearts in the same moment that they're penetrating.
They feel such fear.
I have a joke about this where I say sex is like where both of your bodies are mingling. You don't even know who's who, who's the man, who's the woman. It's just this exchange. But in my joke, I go, I'm looking at the guy and he's like, is she fucking me?
Exactly.
And I'm like, right in your energy, pussy. You know, like, because it's really, and I make it funny in that way, but it really is. It's this mingling of energies, and it's, I want it to be open hearted and you know, sacred and honest and whole.
And you know, we've got to really encourage people to be sacred, honest and whole. And I just want to let them know that if you do intermingle, you share each other's orgasms.
Yeah.
So basically, that should be an incentive to you to get sacred.
And you've seen, you saw my joke. I did the joke at the talent show at the all school meeting about how important it is for men and women to both come, you know, because like so many men.
And come. And come. Yes.
Can you see why we just clicked right away at the
I definitely am understanding.
We were on the same couch and we were just like, let's talk about sacred sex.
And you know, the coming isn't just that like peak mountaintop thing. It's like sometimes it's like these rolling, gushing waterfall things that are happening over there on that screen.
Yes.
Yes. So we have to expand our language and our perceptual sensorium and the ability to sense the sensorium of our whole body and the nuances of orgasm. Because imagine music. If we just thought music was crescendo, how boring that would be.
You need the building and the rising, the crescendo, and you need melody, the falling.
Feeling it, getting in the rhythm with it, moving with it.
Yeah, she's smiling.
This must be quite the experience.
We've got this gorgeous young thing in the
room. Three goddesses who haven't had sex.
We're going to pounce on him at the end.
We've got sage and peaches and crystals and bindies. And he's just like, what? WTF. I love it.
School credit for this.
Yay! School credit. Yeah.
Wow, that's epic.
Are you an intern?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How old are you?
Whoa.
That's decent.
Well, now you're learning what what sexuality is actually about, because it really has been, like you had said, distorted, and not just in our society, in many. And I'm glad that we've come together to talk about it.
Such an important conversation.
Yeah.
You know, and before the show's over, I want to understand, like, if you like work with couples, like in sessions or whatnot, but like it's such an important conversation, because I look back and I see how I used to treat myself in sex and how I used to experience what I know now to be just the highest of sacredness, you know, experience that you can have. And it's just important. It's important to know to release the limitations and to expand the understanding of how it really should be. And these kind of conversations, it shouldn't be like, oh, they're talking about sex or they're moaning. No, like, no, this is life. And this is about consciousness. And this is about honoring ourselves and honoring each other and honoring the universe and why we're here. It's like huge, big talk. And I experienced, I went to Kundalini white tantra weekend, and so I did you know, it's like 10 hours straight of partner meditation. And just in my shamanic, you know, events and practices, I would do soul gazing, and a lot of the practices that I share are all about connection and opening, releasing the layers, releasing the boundaries, all that stuff. But I just, I'm so excited to implement in this new way that I know now in my sexual relationships, mm-hmm. and with sexual health.
Like, you are in for something special.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited because I've experienced, you know, with my ex, we had a lot of moments in that way of really connecting deeply, but then in other ways it was really cut off for various reasons. And I can't wait to be able to really, really go there while feeling really, really safe. Mm-hmm. Because that's a whole other layer, you know. So, because if you can go there with someone, but there's still an outer layer of discomfort, am I safe here? Am I being honored in other ways? You're holding back. Absolutely. You can't be whole in that experience. And like you're saying, it's sex is such a big creative act and people don't realize it. A lot of times they use it as like a stress or an anxiety reliever. Mm-hmm. They just want to use a body to take out their emotions onto. This is another person.
And that's energetic
with a soul.
Abuse.
Yes.
That's absolutely. Energetic abuse.
So it's a good thing to discuss it because there aren't many discussions like this where it's both, you know, hot but also real. And, you know, it's funny because we're not coming at it like nuns being like, now you be celibate. We're saying bring your whole self to it.
Yes.
Don't disconnect or cut off from a part of yourself in order to engage in it because you are doing yourself a disservice and the other person a disservice. But mm-hmm. a lot of people cut off from themselves in all areas of life in order to get through, to deal with pain and cope with all sorts of things. And often sex is the only way that they can actually reconnect and feel something.
And fill their cup back up.
Yes.
And that becomes that vicious cycle of then, and that can create the addiction.
Sex addictions. Yeah. Yeah.
That's their feed. That's their line.
That's the way to reconnect to their place of wholeness.
Yeah.
But it's only for a second. And then oftentimes you crash after because it wasn't held in a sacred whole space.
Yeah. And it's such an energy exchange. You know, you always have to think about, like, on some powerful levels, when you engage sexually with someone, you are getting the energetic essences of like every person that they've engaged sexually with, and especially that person. And so you have to be mindful, like, would I want a large majority of this person's energetic essence to become me? To do I want, when you really stop and think and look at them and you're like, okay, this energetic essence, what's happening here? Do I want to become that? Because that happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The vagina is a receptive place. You know, she's designed physically, emotionally, and on a subtle level to receive. And so often when I've been working with people, and you were asking earlier if I work with couples, so often when I work with couples, usually they've come to a retreat with a partner that they're deeply in love with, they're willing to work consciously. So there's a certain kind of relationship that they have now that they can enter into this realm. And so often the healing that happens in those spaces is to do with what the woman is holding, literally holding on an emotional level in her vagina, on an energetic level. And it can be a release of past experiences, whether it's with lovers, whether it's for other experiences that are more trauma or violations, all kind of experiences that everything that woman has ever experienced around sexuality in some way will be a body memory. And the releasing and the opening and the allowing of those memories to activate so that they can be released out of the system, out of our bodies, is part of the work. And couples do that together. They basically create the vessel for that out of their consciousness, out of their intention, out of their love.
Powerful.
And to be honest,
I could cry right now.
I know.
Yeah. And to be honest, there are techniques, but all techniques are nothing without the level of love and intentionality and connection between two people. And even without a technique, healing will happen because of love and connection and intention. So when you bring couples into this environment where they're actually being re-educated around sexuality, around their body, around their emotions, around spiritual and subtle levels of connection, then so much more is available. And quite often, after these experiences, the woman and the man's orgasmic and pleasure range opens up vastly.
Wow.
Because before they've been defending against their own body because their body is holding past experiences.
Yes, and it's I just got the vision of it's like exactly. clenched and tight and tension exactly. and tension and, wow. and nervousness.
The opposite of that for the men is that so often men abuse their dicks, I have to say. You know, they treat it like this kind of pleasure toy, joystick, and there's an increasing amount of demands that they have on their dick, especially after seeing pornography. And the connection of the penis, of the lingam, to their bodies, to their emotions, to their sense of power, to their to their heart, to their expression, to inspiration, to other dimensions even.
Yeah. I mean, it's got an eyeball on the end of it, for God's sake.
Exactly.
It's got an eyeball on it.
I mean, if you think of the human being as a chakra system, you know, the seven chakras going from the crown down to the ground, the penis will be in the first chakra area. But if that penis could be rooted into the second and the third, so the second being emotional, the third being linked to power and self and boundary and the heart level, love, compassion, openness, deeply receiving, the voice, expression, creativity, the third eye, you know, great visions. What could you see out of the eye in your cock if it was really connected all the way up, you know? You know, what could you see, you know? So it might
be like a GoPro when it goes in there.
So often the practice.
A cosmic GoPro.
Exactly. So often the practices are reconnecting the man back into his own body so that his penis and the whole of his being is...
That is beautiful.
Reintroduced,
that's making me want to cry now too, Allison.
You know?
It's a really beautiful, deep thing. And it's emotional because, you know, not just for my own personal self of like what kind of joy it would feel like to find that kind of partner who can really go there with you, not only in sex, but in life, to feel that safe with to mingle is emotional. And also to feel into the world's pain of these men who have not experienced the kind of connection they actually desire. So they're using it through their penis.
Exactly, because that's what I think the addiction and the amount of pornography, because we know that the largest proportion of material on the internet is porn. And for me, that's such a picture of the distorted relationship we have with sex. Mm-hmm. It's such a picture of dysfunction.
Yeah.
It's not a picture of our actual sex drive or arousal or our pleasure. It's really a picture of dysfunction.
Yes.
And the amount of trouble it's creating for the younger generations who grow up and only see that. It's their first introduction to sex. It's their first introduction to woman and man and what goes on between. And, you know, I'm talking in the heterosexual model, same stuff for woman and woman and man and man. The kind of abuses we see in that environment and the kind of separation from all the other aspects of our humanity, that's what's creating a huge... an ongoing distortion.
Mm-hmm. And even the languaging around it, like for years, even pre-awakening, because I was awake on other subtle levels, but like I always had such issues and I would call people out on it. Like it's so repulsive, the languaging, like, did you hit that?
Yeah.
Yo, did you hit that? Did you bang
her? I banged her.
It's violent terminology for... How did you know, for being intimate with a woman, did you hit that?
I said this on the last podcast, but there was one of my guy friends who said something like, yeah, I had sex with a lot of sluts or skanks. And I said, if you ever, ever refer to a woman as a slut or a skank again, we're not going to talk.
Yeah.
And like, you know, he's just another product of this thing. But I think another interesting thing is to not that we're doing this, but to not shame anyone for going to porn, because, you know, I still sometimes want to watch some and then I feel so torn about it. And I actually haven't in the last month or two because it doesn't even fulfill, it doesn't even drive me because it feels empty. If there's a shallowness to it, I want to watch some real hot, sensual, you know, there's a movie, Blue is the Warmest Color. Oh,
yeah.
We talked about this too.
We talked about this.
And there's this lesbian scene in it
God.
Like
it's the hottest scene on the planet.
Because it's the realest. And the actresses were like, well, they even said one of them, because I watched an interview after, because I was like, I wonder what that must have been like. Because I think they were both heterosexual. And one of them was like, I questioned my sexuality a lot after those scenes.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, it is, you have to watch just the sex scene from it. It is like, but to me, I wouldn't mind watching legitimate beautiful whole sex scenes if it had a good energy to it. Yeah. Because, you know, it's almost to me like burlesque versus stripping. I've been to only two strip clubs because, you know, one time I went in college and I was like, oh my God, this is horrific. And then I tried again, I think, after my divorce with one guy I was seeing, and I was like, yep, still horrifically sad. Mm-hmm. And yet I went to a burlesque show once with these empowered women doing this dance, and some showed nudity, some didn't. And to me, that was like, yes, this is sexuality, but it's empowering. It doesn't feel off. It doesn't feel dysfunctional. So I wish we could take this masculine porn into like the way, the direction that burlesque went, where it's empowered, but still sexy. And there's an artistic quality to it.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, I think so much of porn is really about lowest common denominator. And that, I think, sadly, is just so completely not going to happen. But the point, but even if that's the kind of porn you can get super aroused by and you're into, I think even taking it in with this consciousness that this is a small fantasy fragment of so much more that human beings can experience.
Yes.
I think that's the real point of where can it fit in life? If this is the only way you're going to view sex, then you're going to have a problem. Otherwise, porn is not necessarily such a dire problem. It's because we're so fragmented. And when we start getting stuck into that, and so often I think there's a kind of power dynamic and differential in this violence you're talking about. I think it comes out in porn because in life, so many men don't have access to their power.
Oh, they correct. Aren't totally
in their power. And so it's a kind of like, it's mm-hmm. a dimension where they can leak everything around power that is a distortion in their lives, where they're not finding their voice, not finding their creativity, not finding how to come into the world and how to penetrate the world.
Yeah.
And they're misusing all of those energies in the sexual realm in this dysfunctional way. Mm-hmm. But I think that if we could say, look at porn and look at the fantasy, because porn is fulfilling fantasies. If we look at the fantasies that are being put out there, the fantasies that are being consumed, mm-hmm. it could be a kind of royal road into understanding men and women's psyche. Because of course, women watch porn too. And if you think about it, I think the biggest fantasy for women from the 70s, when sex research started, it's all about the rape fantasy. Mm-hmm. And it is a...
Really?
All the researchers have found this, and it's power. Horrifying, and it sounds horrifying. It's about power, but and now you're talking about porn in the other way, the opposite direction, saying it's about men and power. Men and women clearly have a lot connected to power that has been a distortion for 5,000 years plus.
A lot of us feel powerless.
How is this not going to play out in sex? And I think that playing out these issues around power, if you can do that, really playing them, you know, playing them in the context of loving the other person, being connected, you can do anything. You can
Within the context of love.
Exactly. Within the context of love and a deep connection and care. And
wait, what are you
saying?
To do?
Are you saying like you could role play a fantasy of being dominated
anything,
and even raped, or any fantasy you have?
Yeah, totally.
You can play in the context, yes. She's saying, of a loving, trusting relationship. So any
if that is in place first,
if
then
there's
you,
consent in you know, and there's a willingness for both people to play in that realm, I think that could be tremendously exciting. But the problem, as I'm saying about porn, is it's such a distortion, and it's because it's so separate from the rest of life.
Yes.
And it gives us all of this kind of high adrenaline, and we don't really know why, because let's face it, it's getting consumed. We can't just say from our minds, oh, people shouldn't watch it, oh, it's, you know, degrading for women, or it's degrading for men. Why are people so driven by it? Why is it creating this heat? There's something going on in men and women that it taps into. And can we intelligently look at that thing it's tapping into and bring it to play in our relationships in a healthy way?
So what is that thing that it's tapping into?
Repressed fantasies, I think, and desires, you know, whether
unlived
they're animalistic.
Parts of unlived parts of ourselves.
Like, I always have that joke about how I one time watched pterodactyl porn, men dressed up as pterodactyls.
Whoa.
And you know, for me, the thing
I
that
have
even
never heard of that.
It's a weird one.
I love pterodactyls though.
I do too. They're really great.
I have a thing about pterodactyls.
They're great animals.
Yeah.
I like T-Rexes because they're little dangly arms.
Okay, well, I'll try to find you I'll try to make you a porn with a
pterodactyl.
Thanks.
But you know, for me, first of all, the porn was actually awful because they had a girl that was doing the whole like, yeah, yeah, and like wasn't even having her clit touched at all.
Yeah.
But the thing that we're tapping into is we are animals and we have animalistic desires.
Yes.
We have things spiritually that we have disconnected from. It could even, I have a joke that you're like, I'm like, you know, if you get hard when you drive past a farm, maybe you were a goat in a past life. Like, who knows why, you know, you're driven to what you're driven or pulled to what you're pulled to. There's no need to shame, but to do it in the safe, loving context.
And also, you know, in life, how often do we get to, for example, use the full range of our voices? You know, what even decibel level are we allowed to
use? Where you're going. Okay.
What level of movement and motion in our bodies or emotion are we allowed
this
to?
This is big what you're going with
right
now.
Are we allowed to express? So, you know, sex has this potential for us to really open all of those.
Yep.
Oh, this is how you behave. This is the kind of box your physical movements, the sound of your voice, the volume of your voice, the kind of actions you're allowed and not to bring into life because you're a good person or you're trying to be a good person or socialized person. You could really make sex a playground for everything if it was between people who are consciously, consensually loving and holding that space for each other.
Yeah, I hope.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah.
I just hope, and I'm not generalizing, but, because I mean, this goes for both genders, but just, sometimes I notice that some, and I'm sure it was due to where my consciousness was at and where I was at in my own healing, but in the past, some of the men that I had engaged with, it was like they could only do it if they didn't connect with you. Like that was the only way they could have sex. Like the second that they felt.
This is the heart dick split. This is the.
Yes.
I love my wife, but I don't really particularly get hot fucking her. But that woman over there, you know, somewhere else in life is the woman I can fuck, is the woman I can get the horn for. And this is a split that exists in women and in men to a huge extent, where we have split off the heart, that our capacity to love and connect in that way, and the heat and the fire of our raw sexuality.
And so that's what I have been finding in this past year has been kind of the issue, because I think that maybe that person sees me or whatever. And then I realize, oh, wow, the only way that they would be able to do this with me right now is if they disconnect. And I feel the second that they do that. And then I'm like, well, shit, now I can't go there because I just felt you disconnect.
I felt you disconnect.
And I can only do this if we connect, and you can only do it with me if you disconnect. Clearly, that's not a formula that works.
No, that's not.
Yeah, and it's heartbreaking too.
And where porn, coming back to the porn, the problem is it reinforces that disconnect.
Totally.
So,
and if they can't go there within themselves, not even just in sex, but if someone's not willing to really go into their depths to heal it, to reconnect, you know,
embody wholeness,
you know, the three of us, you know, we're all on healing paths to reconnect. Mm. And so we want to go there. A lot of men are having more trouble. I mean, women have a lot of trouble too, but men, because they're told from a young age that men are supposed to suck it up. They're not supposed to cry. They're not supposed to feel feelings. So it's even more terrifying to open that heart up, because you're going against that typical male stereotype of what a man is supposed to be.
And
what
must their range fear? Again, I was talking about the emotional range, the range of how we move, how we use our voices, how we use our whole being.
Yeah.
Their range is so much narrower.
Yes, yes, yes. And the fear they must have for what would be on the other side if they were allowed that opening to occur. Like, I'm sure some of them fear, like, you know, I might become whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
they don't know what they'd be. Mush. Yeah. It's, we talked about uncertainty this whole weekend. That space that opens up that almost everyone pretty much just craves and is thirsty for, it's also what we're most terrified
yes.
of. Because you don't know what's on the other side. And I know for me, you know, what I have so many deep wounds that occurred as a little girl that to really reconnect, I have to feel, as Jeff would say, one of my teachers, you have to go back to the scene of the crime mm-hmm. and re-feel and integrate that pain. And for a lot of people who aren't comfortable with feeling those emotions or don't have a support system of people to talk to, that can be terrifying and almost feel like death.
Well, yeah, and they also suppress it to the point where maybe they don't even on a conscious level remember that that happened. Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't even know that there's that nugget down there that they're supposed to go to heal.
Yeah.
Like, they've blocked and suppressed it so much.
And it's longing and calling them, but they use it through their penis. Yeah. And yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that, you know, we are completely emotionally illiterate as a human species.
Yeah.
You know, I often think about aliens. I think
so do we.
You know, yeah. My friends.
Yeah, they're our friends, my best too. Friends. Yeah.
And I think, you know, if aliens landed on planet Earth and they looked around and, you know, they sent out little scouts and they kind of listened in on what goes on in this new species, this species they've encountered. And I think they would be fascinated by the word cunt, because they'd hear that it was like the most powerful swear word in the world, the worst thing you could ever be called, a cunt. And then they'd kind of put the two and two together when they realized that, but actually every human being comes from the womb and every human being comes from the woman's body. And yet cunt is the worst swear word in the world. There's a kind of schizophrenia mm-hmm. inherent yes. on the planet mm-hmm. when that exists.
An inherent schizophrenia.
Yeah, completely, yes. completely. And so my poor friends, the aliens, I think they're just going to, you know, pack up and leave without giving us all their new technology. And I'm never going to get onto
they're
that little
here. Pod. Yeah, their know, the ships are and, watching us. You know, they're not going to abandon us.
Really?
Yeah, no, they're here. That.
Rest assured, the aliens are here for you. Yeah,
they're here. They're not going to leave us.
Because I want to be beamed up. You know, I want to go to other places as well. And, you know, if they hear that...
We're bringing them down. I guarantee
you know,
within the next 5-10 years, there will be a wide outspoken connection to them. That's going to be way more like, you know, we've already had connection, but it's been denied. People aren't ready. I think within the next 5-10 years, there will be undeniable connection that we've had. And I'm not saying it correctly.
I hope there is. How do you feel about that, Johnny? The look on his face. Do you believe in aliens?
Totally.
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yay. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
The schizophrenia thing.
You know,
thing.
I can't miss this thing because I'm a visitor here. I'm an alien here. I am a legal alien in New York visiting, actually, for educational purposes. Your education and mine.
That's like when I transferred high schools.
That's just in case, you know, the immigration pop thing. Anyway, what I was going to say is that as a visitor, I've been deeply concerned about what's going on with your election situation. And so I have used my vagina to help your country, to help
praise,
your nation.
Praise.
Because I went to buy a Mac and I ended up at that incredible cube that is under the Trump Tower. And I thought, this is it. This is like that scene in Star Wars. You know when the fighter pod, what's it called? The little one, mini one. It has to line up with the... with the Death Star, and it has to send a...
It has
to send that... It has to fire a beam. So I was in the bottom of the Apple Store, under the Trump Tower, and I was squeezing my vagina, and I was breathing.
This is
amazing.
And I was
opening my heart.
This is the best thing I've ever heard.
And I was channeling. I was, like, tuning into the center of the earth and feeling her heat and trying to bring it up through my body and send a piercing wave of love and light and consciousness and enlightenment all the way through the Trump Tower and out. So that's how I
Now I tell you, you deserve really some America. Sort of a medal, yeah. some sort of an award because
it's my support for your election.
That is as thoughtful.
So
the gift is that it gets.
I'm a really kind person.
Thank you for doing that for our country.
I'm bringing in Mother Earth energy and pulsating your vagina
from my heart to my crown. Wow. Everything was involved.
Thank you.
I did try to hold hands with all the employees at the same time, but I encouraged them, and two of them were into it, but the rest they just seemed to be busy with other people, other customers.
That's amazing.
But you know, it could start a movement.
Thank you for that gift.
Thank you. I like it.
America, you have received.
We have to wrap up in a second. Okay. I just want to say that schizophrenia comment, you know, it's funny because there was a quote, I forget who it's from, but they were saying like the age of the new man and woman will be when instead of thinking you can only be a poet or a scientist or an artist, we're going to realize we can be all of these things. Mm. We're multidimensional beings. And once we realize that we can be all of it, the masculine, the feminine, and bring these together, that's going to be the age of the new man. And that schizophrenia where we're separating from different parts of ourself and from our hearts, that's
wholeness.
What's going to. Yes, wholeness.
Wholeness.
Wholeness, embodiment wholeness. Of wholeness. I feel so whole and happy.
Yoni
is shivalingam. Is shivalingam.
Vagina.
Yes. Amen. Aho.
Thank you. So
that was. We should maybe start new businesses. Jazz hands. Really.
Okay, so we got to wrap it up. Mm. Allison, where can they find you?
Oh, okay. On Instagram, I'm Rockstar Shaman. And then my website, rockstarshaman.com or allisoncharles.com.
And there you can find the tickets to our Saturday rooftop series that we're doing together all month in August. And also, if you want to go to any of my retreats or buy my fingernail polish collection, the Blessed Power set,
really? The
Blessed portions
Power.
Of proceeds go to Amazon Conservation. And it's a four-color set with a piece of Palo Santo, allisoncharles.com.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Roxana, where can they find you if you want to be found?
They can find me in apartment number.
Oh.
No.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Not after this podcast.
Oh, my God. The line.
Should be your pillar of heart strength.
Wow. They can find me, of course, under the Trump Tower. Yeah. I'll be there pulsing my vagina. I'll have that look on my face. You'll know it instantly. No.
Instead of the Batman symbol, it's this huge vagina symbol. Follow it. You'll find Roxana.
No. You can find me on RoxanaPadmini.com. And if it's easier to spell, you can find me on TheGreatIntimacy.com.
Oh, the Great Intimacy.
Intimacy. It's the cosmic intimacy. It's the enlightened.
Cosmic
I
intimacy.
I am one with the cosmos intimacy. Mm. The Great Intimacy.
Wow.
And
guys, if you want a tarot card reading,
yes.
Hit me up, kwolf27@gmail.com. Mm. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram @thekatewolf. Please come to our event. It's called Synchronicity.
Yeah.
You will get to experience me. Yes, you'll get to experience Allison, my healer, Eileen, Martyr Meerman, and we'll have a ton of different healers there. Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
All day worth of programming. Yeah, all magic.
So come to that. You can find it on my Twitter, Allison's Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. So, yeah, and thank you so much for listening.
What
this has been magical.
Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste.
And Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Oh, Johnny even got in there.
Johnny's in this,
yay,
too. Yeah. You definitely have an energy pussy for me after this one. That's for sure. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye.
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 This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?